Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, good afternoon, welcome to Red Men News. It is Monday the 5th of October, otherwise known as Transfer Deadline Day. No yellow ties to be seen here, just one yellow sofa with a magical Ben Kelly on it. Joins me for the news today. Ben, thank you
that
very
was
much.
So smooth, well done.
It was. That's been nice to you for once. There's not a lot to get through, I'll be honest. But one thing I do want to start with, Ben, which is odd timing, if you ask me. David Ornstein has done his usual Monday piece. And within that, he's done a piece on Buvac as well, who's done a YouTube feature with someone. And he basically said he didn't congratulate Jurgen Klopp or anybody. I'm not even going to try and announce the guy's name because I'll just butcher it. But he said he didn't offer any congratulations to Klopp or anyone else, for that matter, when the club won their first Premier League trophy for 30 years. I didn't, Buvac said. I was happy for Liverpool, for the fans, for the players, but I didn't. And he says, note the omission of Klopp's name. He said, I don't want to be manager now. Oh, shit, it's gone off my screen. But if Barcelona calls me, then I'll think about it. He basically said, and I've lost the quote, but he said he feels like he felt like he'd been manager for 17 years. He did all the work of a manager besides being in front of camera. So basically said he's basically suggesting he was manager of Mainz, Dortmund and Liverpool at his time there. Obviously, no love lost there, Ben. I'm dying to know the gossip of what happened, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Maybe one day we'll know. Bit of an odd quote, really, given that we won the Champions League and the Premier League after he left. It sounds like a bit of sour grapes to me.
Here's the quote. He said, the former Mainz midfielder, who had been Klopp's confidant since 2001, pointedly explained that coaching held no appeal to him because it felt like I'd been the manager for all those 17 years with Klopp at Mainz, Borussia Dortmund and Liverpool. I did the job of a manager, except speaking in public and giving interviews. Apart from that, I had all the functions and tried to influence my team as much as I could do to help them succeed, but I didn't need that kind of attention.
What's he saying then? Is he saying that Klopp's picked up the cones for him? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. Well, the reality was, mate, that you weren't the manager. You didn't do those things, did you? You know what I mean? Like, that's all part and parcel of being the manager, dealing with the press and having the attention on you. Maybe if you know, the spotlight had been on you, maybe you wouldn't be as good at your job if you were the number one. I don't know. I'm not.
I think you're right.
It's difficult to read into it.
Interesting, the quotes come out after a 7-2 defeat to Aston Villa, not the day we won the Premier League and not the day that we won the Champions League. Yeah. I think you're right there. Totally. Let us know your thoughts in the comments on that. Moving on to some other news, Ben. Alisson is injured, as we saw yesterday. James Pearce has quoted Jurgen Klopp after yesterday's game, which we lost 7-2, just a reminder. Alisson has no chance of playing versus Everton. 4 weeks is possible, 6 weeks more likely. And again, you know, for all the
crap,
people...
Crap, isn't it?
Yeah, for all the people, and including myself, are going, you know what, Adrian's not a bad backup keeper. You know, he's, you know, he can still do a job. And then after last night, like, fucking head, my head's gone, Ben. And we did the final word earlier, which should be out very shortly. It's just encouragement for other teams, as I said on that show, of going after Adrian. There's a clear weakness within his local side. I'm not going to slate him for under the bus, but there's no hiding from it. He's... You know, the short on confidence, the players don't trust him. We as fans, or most of us, I don't want to speak for everybody, don't really trust him. So it's concerning not having Alisson for 6 weeks. Within that is Champions League football, Manchester City, Everton, as mentioned in there. It's worrying.
It's daunting, isn't it? You know, because, look, against Lincoln and against Arsenal, Adrian probably put in quite a good, you know, good couple of good performances there. I mean, obviously... he does save a penalty in the shootout, and you can't really blame him in the end for losing the penalty shootout at all. Probably do better with the last penalty, but it is what it is. But then obviously you get into a game that really matters, and within 5 minutes, you know, he's given away a goal, and suddenly then, you know, the conversations about Letico come back up, and Southampton, and you know, I'm sure there's a couple others that he's probably got away with.
Chelsea, Bournemouth.
So there's a few of them there, and you begin to you've just got to wince a little bit and go, you know, we're facing a spell now where Liverpool have to bounce back, and having a number two goalkeeper in the side that isn't as good, and the back four have no confidence in, probably isn't a good thing. And you know, for me, I mean, it probably come a bit late on in the window. I think Liverpool do need a fresh face. I would consider maybe swapping it, but it's very, very difficult to sign a backup goalkeeper with 24 hours notice less. So I think we're going to be stuck with what we've got for the next, until January at least.
Yeah, it's difficult to get someone of quality, but also the negotiation of that deal, you know, the deal of, you know, trying to get a new goalkeeper. You know, if you're trying to sign someone, there's £10 million probably on top of that after last night's performance. Which leads us nicely into our next one, Ben. Kevin Palmer on Twitter says, rumours at Liverpool are looking at Spurs keeper Paulo Gazzaniga. I interviewed a senior coach last week, and he's hinted that Kevin Kelleher will be best served to go on loan at some point. That could open the door for a new goalkeeper at Anfield. He's found himself behind the pecking order at Spurs, Ben. Obviously, Hugo Lloris has come back from injury. He had a decent spell, for anyone who watched the Spurs doc, whilst he was out, but obviously they brought in Joe Hart as well, so he's fallen behind him. You mentioned fresh faces, like, you know, it's difficult to put names to it. I don't know if it's just
reactionary, but I would take a punt on it if it's a thing. You know, as long as you're paying probably less than either a loan or like less than 5 million, like I'd take a punt on it, because you can't, if you're paying that figure or you're getting a loan in, you can't be any worse off. So if you come in and then you know, look at Chelsea, obviously Kepa has made many more high profile mistakes, and has made many, you know, he's obviously a lot more, as the number one, he's more integral. But, you know, Frank Lampard hasn't really messed about. He's just fucking gone and got another goalkeeper, hasn't he? So I don't know whether that's the same attitude that we need to have, or whether or not I'm being hypocritical, because, you know, I'm obviously criticised Chelsea and Man City for just throwing money at new players. But in this case, we're talking about a number two, potentially a number three choice goalkeeper that you're going to spend less than 5 million quid on. It's worth a punt for me, because, you know, if he's in the lineup for Everton, then, you know, you're a little bit more, the back four are just a little bit more calmer, because there's a little bit more, I'm not saying there's more confidence in a guy that they know nothing about, but there's definitely not evidence that he's going to fuck up. No. So
you wouldn't recall Karius from loan then?
I think he's gone as well. I mean, you know, we had the conversation on the final word, didn't we, about, you know, cumulatively, he's probably made less mistakes, but the profile of those mistakes, and we don't need to go into that, is probably what's cost Karius his Liverpool career. I don't think he would ever just be able to slot back into a Liverpool jersey, to be honest.
No, too difficult. Let us know your thoughts on the goalkeeper situation. Would you keep Adrian if you would replace him in the next, what we've got left now? Less than 12 hours? Less than 11 hours?
We need a ticking clock in the corner.
I know.
Come on, Tom.
You know, we should this every 5 minutes. Who would you go and get? Put some names down there. I've seen the likes of Ben Foster being mentioned and whoever else, but, you know, let's, for shits and giggles, just throw some names out there. Speaking of outgoings, Ben, Werder Bremen are leading the race for Marco Gruic, the player keen on a move, and reports in Germany suggest it will be a loan. Something which Liverpool, I think earlier in the transfer window, said they didn't want to do. But this is all part of the gamble of transfer negotiations. You know, I think Hertha Berlin have turned their attentions to Matteo Guendouzi, and they got him in, which probably makes sense that they don't want Gruic on top of that, because they couldn't afford the fee that Liverpool wanted to do. Liverpool are probably now in a situation where they're not in the Carabao Cup. They probably need to shift some players off the books.
Yeah, I'm fine with this. I mean, you know, I'm very neutral towards Marco Gruic, to be honest. I don't think he's particularly bad. Don't think he's particularly good. He might be a player that's worth keeping around. I mean, when you look at the situation in a year's time, probably going to have James Milner moving on at the end of the season. You know, other play, maybe Genie Wijnaldum as well. So maybe at that point, Marco Grujic comes in and he suddenly becomes the, you know, the fifth, sixth choice midfielder. You know, I mean, when you look at the reluctance, it seems at the moment, at least, to buy another centre back, looks like you might be looking at Fabinho in the centre half position, maybe a bit more often if Joe Gomez isn't going to pick up his form. So suddenly then you've just got Thiago that's going to play the DM. Jordan Henderson can play there as well. And talk about this time next year now, by the way. Yeah. So maybe Marco Grujic then becomes the third, fourth choice DM. And that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it depends how this season goes. If this season gets completed, then if this season doesn't get completed and you end up next season as well with another congested season like this one's going to be, and you're going to have, you know, two games a week, a lot more than we've been used to, then suddenly having three or four defensive midfielders isn't a bad thing at all, because you can put Fabinho in the centre-half role, you can play Thiago, you can swap him with Henderson, and you can swap him with Grujic as well. Don't think it's a bad thing. So I think a loan deal right now for Grujic just covers us a little bit, because he, you know, if it comes to next summer and it turns out, yeah, we definitely sell him on, then fine. But also, he's just there as that, like, that extra sort of last resort option if we need him this time next year.
Yeah. And on that, why you mentioned it, is this where we're supposed to shout null and void?
Potentially. Apparently, lives are more important. I believe that's the line that you want to feed into that.
Football's not going our way because we've lost.
Yes.
We've lost the game.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
We'll get on to that. It's transfer deadline day. As we mentioned, Marco Grujic will be on his way out, taking a piece from The Athletic yet again. James Pearce, what business can we expect today? Klopp insists he isn't looking to add any further signings to his squad. It's all about outgoings to Liverpool on deadline day. Jurgen Shaqiri, who was left out of the squad on Thursday, and I've not seen any clubs or names that he's been linked with. Marco Grujic, we've spoken about. There's also been approaches from Nathaniel Phillips, Beb Woodburn and Yasser Larucci. And just on our little thing, we've also heard that Harry Wilson may be going to Celtic. Again, I suppose, fine, Ben, you know, get the players off the books.
Yeah.
Players that are fringe players that aren't going to play. I'm concerned at Shaqiri because I thought he was that good when he did play against Lincoln, and he just disappears off the face of the earth again. So
yeah,
maybe stick him in goal. I mean, he's only small, but maybe his hair transplant looking just...
No, I don't think he's quite got the stature available for being a goalkeeper. Have we just outed ourselves as ITKs? Is that what we are now officially?
Oh, I didn't say that.
Is that a Red Men TV exclusive that we just...
I don't reveal my sources.
No, absolutely not. We protect. Anyway.
Yeah. Get some of your comments. Keep them coming. We'll get some afterwards as well. On Alisson, Adrian, Stanko, Doug Agzenik. I hope I said that right. It's worrying that Alisson keeps getting injured every season. And Blazedin says, as dreadful as this sounds, I think sticking with Adrian is the best option we have right now. And Iote says he can't play out the back. That's all we need to know. You know, I just joked about Shaqiri in goal, which obviously I didn't mean, but you know, having someone who's a modern day goalkeeper who can pass out the back, I think you either need to change your system, which is just completely difficult to do on a weekly basis when you have a goalkeeper who can't do that, but also getting someone in who can do that. I don't know whether Gazni can, Ben, is play out from the back, right, play a 5-yard pass in your 6-yard box. That would be helpful.
To be fair to Adrian last night, I do think he learned from his mistakes, because he went long a hell of a lot more than I think he would have done if he hadn't made that mistake very early on. So obviously he's adapted to that, and maybe that's just what the simple instruction will be. Look, don't fanny about with it. Just pass it out. If you're just going back to the comment about Alisson, I mean, to be fair to Alisson here, this seemed genuinely like a training ground injury that's happened, and it's been a bit of a fluke. You can't really blame him for that. You know, if he's gone in, I mean, I don't know who I think the rumours that it was Trent who he went in with. You know, things like this can happen on a training ground. It's not like, you know, he's just pulled his calf or whatever, you know what I mean, like randomly. Obviously, he got a bit unlucky last season with his injuries, but this one sounds a bit more like anybody could have just picked this up. I mean, this happens to Joe Gomez. Joe Gomez had them knee injuries, and then, like the season before last, you know, when in the run to Madrid, he gets himself injured, but it was just a bad tackle. You know what I mean? And then suddenly people were saying again that Joe Gomez was injury plagued and injury prone. That's not the case. It was just a bad tackle. So it's just one of those things I think that's happened to Alisson this time.
What a shame. Johnny Walker says, probably see Shaqiri, Gruitch and Wilson sold or go on loan. That will do much more biz, even though we could do with some. Rob Davies says, being positive here, I hope the lads get back to form as soon as possible. Through Jurgen has a task on his hands, although Jurgen has a task on his hands to get them up for the next game. And just on the goalkeepers, some some goalkeeper shouts. Carl says Mingley would be nice. Jordan Gilbert says Rainer on loan. Athol S says Sillinson. Banana Drama says Oblak. And Stanko Gwen says Ben Foster is dodgy as well. All goalkeepers are absolutely dodgy, and something me and Ben are going to talk about on the Around League podcast later. Edison threw one in the other day. Pickford has done it again. Our goalkeeper's done it. They're all shit. Who'd be a goalkeeper, eh, Ben?
The only non-shit one is Alisson, and he's injured. He's the only one who doesn't do it, and he keeps getting injured. Even like David De Gea, Edison, Hugo Lloris is a fraud. All of them. Alisson's the only one who doesn't do it, and he's injured. Brilliant.
So we're going to play one-armed Alisson in the Merseyside derby. You heard it here first. The Around the League will be out on the RedmanTV.com this afternoon. Go, yeah, go on, check it out. It might be better than Adrian. Thank you very much for watching. Keep your thoughts coming, and we'll see you soon. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.